Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for Tuesday, March 11, 2008. A Palestinian woman dies in Gaza due to Israeli fire, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army attacks a local radio station and closes it down. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in Gaza reported that an old Palestinian woman died on Tuesday after succumbing to wounds she sustained last week during an Israeli air raid targeting her family home. Alia Assemari, 70, from Khan Yunis town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, sustained multiple wounds when Israeli jet fighters fired several missiles at her son Yusuf outside his family home. Yusuf is a leader of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad. He was visiting his sick mother at his family home when a jet fighter attacked him. A three-week-old baby, his niece, was killed in the attack. On Monday evening, a Palestinian man, Ala Atallah, 26, died of wounds he suffered last week when Israeli jet fighters shelled his family home in Gaza City. Six members of Atallah family were killed in the attack. Ala was taken to Egypt for treatment several days ago, but was announced dead on Monday evening. On Tuesday morning, Israeli military forces in the northern West Bank city of Jenin shut down the Al-Majd radio station, a Palestinian local station in the city. The Jenin-based station issued a statement to the press saying that the Israeli military forces invaded the station, confiscated property, and closed the main door. Later, forces issued a close order to the station for 2 years. Meanwhile, the Israeli army invaded several cities and towns in the West Bank on Tuesday and kidnapped at least 17 civilians. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org. This report has been brought to you by Manar Jibreen and Ghassan Banoura.